We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we got our guest co-host, Claudia Jordan. She's hanging with me today. We were talking about what happened in Alabama, that Alabama brawl. If you're just waking up, there was a security guard at a boat dock. He was trying to get somebody to move their boat because the actual steamboat was coming in. They wouldn't move the boat. And they jumped the brother. All right? It was a black guy. It was a bunch of white dudes and a couple white women, and they jumped him. Jumped him crazy. The black people watching it on the boat that was coming in, actually, one dude jumped in the water, started swimming. And when that boat got ashore, they whooped those white people's ass. So we're asking 800-585-1051. If you seen somebody in distress, would you help? Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Janae.
Hey, Janae. Good morning.
Morning.
Now we're asking, if you seen something like this happen, would you help?
Absolutely not, only because I'm on my strengths and weaknesses, but the nearest man is getting pushed off the boat, because what are you doing? I have to go help. But when I saw the females jumping in, now the females, yeah, they would have got the one-on-one. I ain't gonna get my ass knocked out. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
So Janae, you can't fight?
I ain't even playing them games. I would have got it for the Lord.
So there's going to be people that are going to fight, and then we need some people on the film crew. So you be on the film crew.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, that helps.
Okay.
We need documentation.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Trish from Florida.
Hey, Trish. Now, we're asking, if you seen this happening, what would you do?
I would jump in. I honestly would jump in. I'm not a person that likes injustice or violence, but I also am a person that love when our community stand up for one another.
Yeah.
I didn't even ask you, Claudia. What would you do if you seen that situation happen? What would you do?
Man, I've been waiting for a Karen to try me.
Really?
I have. I'm just so sick of, the last few years have been really tough. To be black in America is to be mad all the time because of what we see. And we've seen all these people just getting slowly killed right in front of us and people are filming. I would jump in and try not to throw a hip out.
See, I'm the gentleman with the chair.
Yeah.
That is me. I'm not a fair fighter.
Yep.
I never know what somebody has in their back pocket.
That's true.
I'm not playing any games. I'm grabbing a chair, knocking you off. And I am very surprised I didn't see more people in the water because I'm pushing everybody in the water. Everybody's going in the water. I'm just going to push you in the water and I know for about the next 5 minutes you got to swim back on shore. And I'm good. I'm just going to be pushing mad people in the water.
You know that dock water is mad filthy too.
Dirty, disgusting.
Itchy as hell getting out of there.
The only thing I was fearful of, because a lot of times they say black people can't swim, right? So if they push one of us in the water, we can't swim. Now they drowning.
Right.
Now somebody got to go get them. But I can swim. I'm pushing everybody in that water.
I like it, man. I like the unity. I hope it starts a movement, like I said.
Hello, who's this?
Uncle Envy, this is KK from Brownsville.
KK, what's up from Brownsville? Talk to me. What you doing if you see something like this happening?
I feel like I want to help anybody that's is in a disadvantage. Plus, especially if you're from my city, because even when you and Gunplay had it out, I said, yo, I would go in for Envy, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I would go hard for people that's from the color of my skin. And if they not from the color of my skin, I feel like I would break it up because I don't like seeing people with disadvantages.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's another thing too is when it's our own people, you want to help even more. And this has nothing to do with
Absolutely.
It, but if you ever go out of town and there's a bunch of New York dudes in the club, New York always stick together. You might not know anybody at all, but when it's New York, we all stick together. What's up? We don't know each other from nobody.
It seems we distant cousins when we out of town and everything. You know what I'm saying?
But that way, we back in New York, we enemies. We hate each other. Oh, you from the Bronx? I'm from Brooklyn.
Exactly.
From Queens.
See, that's what we got to work on.
We got to work on that part. We got to work on the black part. We all black. No matter where we from.
Right.
Thank you, KK.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's good? This is Ace from Dilly Rapper Fuller.
Ace, what up? Talk to me.
Yes, sir. You know why I'm jumping in, though?
Why?
Because black people don't just bother white people. He was probably doing his job.
He was.
And they was entitled.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're entitled to this ass with him.
I like that. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
What's up, Claudia?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
You know, not like
Yo, Evie, we trying to guest host up there. What's up, man?
Ace, where you from?
Yo, what you mean, Brooklyn?
Okay, you just want to just guest host because you just want to guest host.
Here we go again with me and Sky.
Daily Rap'em Crew want to guest host on the Breakfast Club, man. What's up?
How does that make you feel, Claudia? You've been putting your chops in. You've been working for a long time. Ace is just from Brooklyn. It's like, yo, I can do that job.
I feel like when y'all
No disrespect to Claudia. She's doing an amazing job. I just think that we would be a great addition to the show.
But Ace, I got to speak on this. Yeah, when Jess is on here, when Ebony is on here, when all these other fed Lala, y'all don't be like, y'all should let the average person come up here because I feel like when I'm up here, I just, everybody be like, well,
attract the average people.
Everybody like, well, she there then.
That's funny as hell.
Y'all might as well get me up there. Do I suck?
No, not at all, Claudia. Like I said, it's not a shot at you. I just need an opportunity to show what I could do.
This only happens when I'm here. Did they do this on it when everybody else is here?
No, just you.
It's just me. Well, I'm going to say I'm for the people. I'm the people.
There you go. 800-585-1051. We're talking about Alabama brawl that went down over the weekend. If you seen a brother in distress, would you jump in or would you mind your business? Let's discuss. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Steady calling my phone.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we got Claudia Jordan here. She's our guest host. Charlamagne is out. He'll be back tomorrow. So we're asking, the Alabama brawl that went down over the weekend. If you seen a brother in distress, what would you do? Would you help or would you mind your business? Now, I know a lot of people said they would mind their business because we've heard of this before. People jump in and maybe, somebody has a weapon and they wind up getting hurt or killed or shot. Or, if it's a couple fight and you jump in and now they both turn and jump on your ass.
And they stay together anyways.
And they stay together anyway. So that is the question. Let's go to the phone lines. Oh, who's this?
Hey, what's up? Good morning. It's
Takesa. Hey, Takesa. What you doing?
I'm rolling up right now listening to y'all.
No, I mean, what would you do in that situation? I know you're listening to us, Takisa. Like, what would you do in a situation you see a brother under distress? You helping him or you minding your business?
I'm jumping in. I'm whooping ass. I'm taking names. I'm getting some of the best shots.
Do you feel like, especially the stuff we've been witnessing with, like, you know, seeing George Floyd and, like, all the other black men that we have all witnessed get snuffed out, like, do you think that that has a lot to do with it now? People just sick and tired of seeing it, like, it ain't gonna happen on our watch anymore?
Yes, that's exactly what I was just about to say. That's part of the problem. Too many people standing around just watching it.
Right.
We watching women be disrespected. We watch men get jumped. Come on now, jump in and whip their ass.
And there's an argument
because
to
on the other color, the other side, oh, they jump in. They don't care if they know each other.
Now, Takisa, when's the last time you got into a fight?
Man, I'm 47 years old. I am not fighting.
Takisa, you ain't whooping nobody. You're going to get tired after you push the first person.
Hey, DJ Envy, I'm dragging somebody.
You're going to drag him for 10 seconds and then you're going to be tired.
Then
you're going to get some water. That's why I said I'm just going to push people in the water. Because I got about a good 60 seconds and I'm going to be tired. I'm going to be like, you know.
Look at you. That's attempted murder. You don't know some folks can swim.
That's true.
You can't go push some folks in the water.
Now, but you're going to drag them, but I can't push them in the water, Takisa.
Now, Takisa, we around the same age. I'm gonna be with you with that. But we are gonna get tired. But they gonna get 10-15 seconds of hell from us before we get tired. 10-15 seconds
of hell.
That's right.
Then I'm gonna be tired. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Sean from Detroit.
Hey, Sean. What up, though? So, what's fighting. Detroit doing now? You see a brother in distress. What you doing, Mama?
Well, because I'm from Detroit, I'm from E7. I gotta be careful. I don't want to just get to swinging on people, and I don't know who's right or who's wrong. I stand for my people 100%, but I go to smack Karen or Betty and find out we know we wrong. You could have hit Betty Kid or something. Now we all in jail looking stupid.
So you gonna analyze first. You gonna sit back and say, all right, let me find out who's right or wrong first, and then you gonna start whooping ass.
Exactly. I got white friends and black friends, so yeah, I get it. But I'ma always stand for my people first.
Okay.
But I just gotta know what's going on.
But the white side don't do that. Like, they all jumped on that guy without even knowing he was just doing his job. You know what I'm saying? So we got to return energy sometimes, I think.
You know, damn, Claudia. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't cuss. But yes, Claudia, yes, you're right. You're so right. They did jump on their brother when he was just doing his job.
That's right.
So we give them more courtesy than they give us. So I think them days need to be over.
Hello, who's this?
What up, though? This is Charlie from Detroit.
Yo, Detroit on the line heavy. When I start talking about a fighting topic, Detroit call is so crazy.
You already know, bro.
Pull up.
So, Charlie, what's up? You see a man in distress, what you
doing? Man, ain't no way on earth I can't jump in that. The only way I can't say it's not going to happen, my wife probably would lose her marbles for fear of what could happen.
Right.
But, man, ain't no way. It can't go down without like that.
Yeah, I'm with you. Because when I look at that brother, I look at my father, my uncle, my brother. Like, you look at a family member, and especially if it's a black woman, I'm looking at mama, grandmama, my sister, my daughter. You know what I mean? You're just looking to really just to beat up anybody that messes with them. Hello, who's this?
It's Eli from Detroit. What's up, though?
Yo,
Detroit. Yo, y'all are calling it in.
Eli, I start mentioning physical fighting, Detroit calling is so crazy.
Because niggas got us f***ed up. I wish it was a boat call to hear you here. And niggas on it, and motherfuckers doing this. It's been more than tears. I've been throwing people in the water.
Elijah, you can't curse. So imagine that party I did in Detroit 2 weeks ago, right? You know, right on the water side. And a brother was getting beat up by some white folks. What's happening?
Man, the whole entire crowd would have been out there.
Whole crowd would have whipped his ass?
Yeah, he would have got thrown in the water, too. We had a boat like called the Princess. They probably would have put him up under it.
Damn it, man. All right, thank you. Let me go to one more caller. Hello, who's this?
Yo, Envy, what's good? It's Mitch, man.
Mitch, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta.
Atlanta. All right, now, you see a brother in distress. Mitch, what you doing, Mitch?
Oh, yeah, smoke. It's going all the way up. You already know. It's 2023. You already know. If it was the other way around, we wouldn't hit an end up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we gotta support our people. We got to fight for our people. Period.
Man, if we can keep this energy going and then start doing it with each other, like stop the nonsense between us, we can be so powerful.
I'm with you. I am totally with you.
Go to Twitter and look at Black Twitter. They are going in. They had a meme of a Timberland pulled up to a dock and it had the SS dead ass on it. Like, mm-hmm. There was so many funny memes all over social media. Like, go to Black Twitter and just Google it. It's so funny.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I will say this. I love the fact that we all stood up and rolled with each other. I just pray to God that, you know, in other situations we could ride with each other more often. I mean, there's so many times where a lot of times we go against each other and not even know anything. It was good to see that we supported that brother. We helped that brother and had that brother's back. But it doesn't stop there. We got to continue to support our own. We got to continue to support our own businesses. We got to continue to support. And I don't think we should stop until we support each other.
And there's an argument to be made that the brothers that did jump in and the sisters perhaps could have prevented a murder. That guy could have been murdered.
Correct.
Like, it was 8-on-1. They could have stomped him out until he was done breathing. You know what I mean? And no one got killed, so we can make light of the situation. But I do like that, you know, the brother was protected.
All right. Now, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Yo, big story with Kai Cenat and how they are coming for his neck. We got more on that when we get back.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.